August 1st, that was your first day on the job at EKU. The fall semester got underway right after that, so you had to hit the ground running. I'm just wondering, before we get into things, if you had time to settle in, get your family settled in, kids in school, and what you think of the town.
Well, I'll start with the last part first. We love Richmond. It's a wonderful community. We were told before we arrived that it was a place where we would feel comfortable, and indeed we do. Great place to raise our kids in a wonderful environment. You know, I was hired on April the 5th, so I had some time to think about what we wanted to do when we got there on August the 1st. Had things in place in terms of our children going to school. Truman and Tatum both go to the model laboratory school on campus, which is the last of its kind in Kentucky and one of the few left in America. My wife is really taken to life in Richmond, made some good friends already, and we're really enjoying it.
I'm sure that in preparing to come here from Southern Utah University to EKU, you did a lot of research. And it's always interesting, I think, to those of us who've been here for a long time, to hear what somebody who has researched our area and our culture and our educational system, to look at it through their eyes and what you managed to unearth about this area. What'd you find?
Well, I don't want this to sound romanticized in any way, but I grew up in Texas, and I remember in grade school in Texas, teachers insisting that we use proper grammar and proper manners. You know, yes, sir, no, ma'am. And not that you don't have that in Utah, but it's not certainly as prevalent as it is in parts of the United States. And I found coming here the gentility of this part of the country and the respect with which people treat each other. Again, I'm not saying that it wasn't that way in Utah, but it's maybe enhanced or focused more on in a place like Kentucky. And I really wanted my children to have that experience of the gentility of the South, as it were.
EKU recently had to cut jobs and programs, reduce the budget. The university's funding allocations have dropped sharply since the recession. Is this tight money environment that you find yourself in, is it here to stay for at least the foreseeable future?
I'll answer that in two ways. The first is, you're exactly right, it is kind of the new normal in terms of states' reliance on public funding for particularly public higher education. And Kentucky is not unique. It's a situation that states across the country are facing. Roger Ferguson, I heard him speak, he's the president CEO of TIA CREF, which is our big teacher's annuity fund. And he said, just look at the demographic in the United States. Baby boomers are getting older, more reliance on health care costs, more encumbrances on state budgets, and there's going to be less and less for state public higher education. So as a result, we've got to be more creative. We've got to be more efficient. We have to run our universities in a way that fit kind of the new normal, as it were, and we're trying our best to do that. There's some things we need to continue to improve. Now, to the second part about what we've done at EKU, the Board of Regents made a decision several months ago that it was time to reallocate some of that base budget to different areas on campus and really to give the new president the chance to come in with a pot of money that we can then direct to those strategic initiatives that we want to focus on. And one of the first things I did when I got to campus was to state unequivocally that the most important asset we have is human capital. We did an across-the-board salary increase, which had not been seen for several years. We're now going to target those areas on campus where there's what we call salary inequities as it relates to our peer institutions because we want to keep our employees. And the third is some merit pay, pots of money that we can give to vice presidents, deans, and directors to direct to those employees that are really doing a great job.